June 5, 2019, Wednesday of the 7th week of Easter. Meditations for the Feast of Holy Spirit. Today we reflect about the goodness.
Spiritus Sanctus vivificans vita movens omnia. Est in omni creatura ac omnia. Dei munditia
Holy Spirit, with all the gifts which you are giving our souls, you want to bring out the fruits which we are meditating these days before the Church will celebrate the feast of your coming. These are true fruits which are enlightening our life, expression of your love, and they help us to be one with other human beings, like Jesus said it to his disciples in John 17:21-23, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in mine, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. So we should live in true unity, Holy Spirit, with you and with all human beings. But to say the truth, obviously, we cannot do that. When we see what is happening in this world, if we don't close our eyes and dream. Therefore, we have to go to the source. We have to go where the love comes from and to drink from this love, which is you.
Veni Sancte Spiritus. Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus. Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus.
If, O Holy Spirit, the fruits are going to grow in us, then people do not only hear that there is love and goodness. Now they can meet love and goodness in our being. Everybody, if he says the truth, will say, we can do something good, but we are not the goodness out of ourselves. No, it's your goodness which can grow in us. When this will be a fruit and is working, then we can accept the words of Albert Schweitzer. He said, the right way of thinking is in cooperation with the heart. If you always live in goodness, a lot of things can happen. Like the sun, It's taking away misunderstandings, mistrust, hostility. And if a man is giving his goodness to the world, he works at the heart and the thinking of the people. Well, indeed, it's true. If this wonderful fruit gives its warmness, then we will meet the mercy, this wonderful side of God, which let us live and gives us always back courage to live. It's true, to resist a man who has a lot of goodness, that's difficult, because for this we have to close our heart and refuse any kind of goodness. Because this goodness can really come and give warmness to the eyes around our heart. Because it's not occasionally this goodness, it's like an inclination in us from the Holy Spirit, something wonderful, fine, a yes to other people, generosity, and a lot of things are included. Sometimes we think goodness comes if a human being is older, but it's not always like this, because the goodness is, as we hear, a fruit of the Holy Spirit, maybe a very special fruit after a long time of inner purification.
Veni Sancte Spiritus, 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 Veni Sancte Spiritus.
Like all this wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, the goodness is giving glory to the Lord and is realizing something of His being in us. At the same time, all these fruits are serving the human beings, because who will be not glad to find someone who is friendly, who has a real peace inside, a pure heart, and is giving His goodness coming from you. So, dear Holy Spirit, you want that the Lord will be glorified through the fruits of your Spirit, and you will call the human being that he will be what God has previewed for him.
Tergens crimina acungit vulnera et sic est fulgens ac lauda vita suscitans et resuscitans.